My name is Shalini Kintaya,
And where's that from?
India.
So, how did you make your waves here to the States?
Well, I was born in the States. My parents immigrated.
Okay.
Yeah.
So then you obviously have got some thoughts on the whole Donald Trump thing
Oh,
going
God. Things I don't like to think about, but yes.
Okay. So how did you get involved in this project? Did you create it or did?
I got involved because Van Jones was a friend of mine, a local activist who started in Richmond, California. And I had done sort of a sci-fi short
Okay.
and was looking for my next project and just went down to do sort of like a casting interview and meet some of the students at this program. And I met these kids from rough and tumble communities who. And I saw sort of the light go on in their eyes when they learned to make a radio play off of solar energy.
Oh,
And
cool.
I thought this was a kind of environmentalist I'd never seen before. And I thought the actually the kind of environmentalist that really could save the world by building these solutions with their own hands. And so I got excited about it. I got excited about the students and sort of these characters, because I think that's what the film is about, is characters. But I also got excited about the idea that solar energy could do for America what the automotive industry did for America, which was to create sort of meaningful job opportunities for working people.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then how did you manage to get Leo to jump aboard?
Well, that's a long story, but basically, we were aware, my team and I were aware that Leo. Was bringing environmental films to Netflix.
Oh, okay.
And so, he brought Virunga and then Cowspiracy. This is the third film. And so that's sort of how we read the public announcement like everybody else. And we're like, he's looking for us. He doesn't know it yet. He's looking for this film. And so that's sort of how when we read about it, I thought this is the perfect film, the perfect fit for distribution through Netflix. And with Leo on board.
So, was he actively involved in it, really, or just as a passive executive producer?
Well, his team was very much a part of the process, and he recently, promoted the film on social media on his Facebook and Twitter and Instagram. So he's been very supportive like that. And I think within the limits of, I'm sure, a very demanding schedule as an actor. I sort of applaud Leo for everything that he's done for environmental films like mine and for the larger issues around the environment. I think he's been an incredible spokesperson. I mean, he used his own Oscar speech to talk about climate change. I thought that was pretty badass.
What did you take out of the film personally?
Well, I think that it is what is. I think different from a lot of documentaries is that it's actually a story about hope. And I think that the film Catching the Sun will leave audiences hopeful about the future that is coming into being. And I think also it's just an unlikely set of characters. You meet someone like Van Jones, and then you meet Debbie Dooley, who is a Green Tea Party activist. And you meet, sort of a young guy who's down on his luck and just looking for a job. And I feel like what the film does well is sort of bring these stories of people who are really transitioning our world to clean energy and brings heart to them.
And do you have a solar panel yet on your house?
I live in an apartment in New York City, so I do not. I am hopeful that at some point there will be solar on the side of my building and a green roof on top. But it'll look a lot different, I think, in congested cities like New York.
Do you have a little portable one for your
I do. I do. I
iPhone?
have one for my iPhone, and I use them for battery backup and for all of those things, yes. But I think it's true. Well, we all need an experience of this technology to show that it can work.
So tell me about the awards that you won on the project.
We won Best Feature at San Francisco Green. The film was invited by John Kerry to screen to 100 mayors across the world. I'm here because the film is part of the American Film Showcase at USC and will be shown at Diplomatic at U.S. embassies and diplomatic missions around the world. The film was supported by Sundance and Ford and MacArthur and a whole bunch of other charitable foundations.
Do you have any plans to do any primetime TV or?
I'd love to do television. I'm actually working on a television series next.
Is Leo the executive
No, he's not. I wish he
producer?
was.
Where would you like to be in 5 years from now?
Directing, I would actually would like to have just finished my first feature that I'm working on, a narrative. And I can't tell you what it is, but it has to do with women in space.
And what actors or actresses would you like to work with in the future?
Oh, that's a great idea. And which ones would I like personally like to work
Mm-hmm.
with? I would love to work with Leo. I'd love to work with Julien Binoche is one that also comes. I would love to work. I would like cut off an arm to work with Cate Blanchett on something. So those are among. But I'd love to work with, like, on a real sense, I would love to work with Lupita and some of the new talent that's coming out.
And so it's on now, Netflix. Tell us everywhere we can see it.
You can see it on Vimeo, Netflix. The best resource is catchingthesun.tv because that has everywhere that you can see it on the See the Film page.
And if people want to follow you on Twitter or Facebook and
It's at Shalini Kintaya and at Suncatcher Movie.